Good, good teaching there, Gracie. That's right. Soul sleep is not biblical. She's right, keeping it just to Paul's epistles with those verses that Brian's been sharing and what Gracie was talking about. I look at it this way, and I also got this from Jim O'Boy's teaching, that while we're in these fleshly bodies, and by we, I'm just talking about the church, the body of Christ. I don't want to extend this into anybody else but us. Although it probably applies to them as well. But while we're in these fleshly bodies, we're in the church, the body of Christ. And we're in the physical realm while we're in these fleshly bodies. We're in the physical realm where the laws of physics exist. Things like space and time. Now, when we depart from the physical realm, when we leave this fleshly body, we enter into the spiritual realm where things like physics, like space and time, no longer exist. So what she's saying is, for example, if somebody saved and sealed into the church, the body of Christ, left the physical realm 500 years ago, from our perspective, we can't understand this because with our limited human capabilities, it's very hard. But somebody left the physical realm, a saved person left and died, and to them, space and time ceased to exist. For them, it seemed as if the rapture of the church, the body of Christ, occurred immediately. Same thing with somebody that died, left the physical realm 100 years ago, last week, yesterday. And so that's why present with the Lord. We're in the church, the body of Christ. There will be no period of time where we're... Time is a human concept. It doesn't exist where God is concerned. It only applies to our humanity, the realm, the spiritual realm. One of the other things, talking about us as compared to other people in the Bible, and this also comes from what I learned from Grace 101 Bible class, the main theme of the so-called New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Paul's epistles included, all the way up through Revelation, the main theme is something called resurrection. The main theme of the so-called New Testament, all through it, is resurrection. Resurrection. What is resurrection? What is born again? What is regeneration? And you know, you can listen to Jim O'Boy teach that, and it'll really come to light. But it's all the same thing. And one of the mysteries that is different than all other groups in the Bible, and I'm staying away from that dispensation word because I'm going to agree with something that not only Gracie said, but most people in Mid-Acts dispensationalism say. I'll come back to that. But one of the things that's different about us, is that there are going to be some of us, at least one, if not two, or more, who do not experience a physical, fleshly death. Those that are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet with the Lord in the air. Right? Alive and remained. That part right there is resurrection, born again, regenerated, rapture from those that are asleep in Christ, those that have died before. You know, there are those of us, there's certain people in the church, the body of Christ, that are not going to experience that physical death. And that is the mystery. That is a mystery. And that is what I think Peter is talking about when he writes, there are some things that are hard to be understood. They don't understand that part of it. So here's the one little controversy. When we talk about dispensation and the dispensation of the grace of God, the word dispensation, the English word dispensation, nowhere is it defined as an age or a period of time. In order to get that definition of the word dispensation, we would have to go to the Greek text, find the Greek word in the Textus Receptus or whatever, go look it up in a Strong's Concordance or whatever, and that's where dispensationalists get that idea that a dispensation is an age or a period of time. The they come up with seven, one of those magic numbers, seven or eight dispensations in the Bible. A dispensation, the English word dispensation, nowhere is it defined as an age. I don't even think it's defined as a stewardship, as so many great, wonderful mid-acts, Pauline, dispensational teachers want to make it out to be. So I've tried to change the way I don't say in the dispensation of the grace of God. I say with the dispensation of the grace of God. It's not an age. It's not a period of time. That's a human concept of it. So that's my little 2 cents worth there on all that. But the mystery revealed is not all of us are going to have to experience, not all of us in the church, the body of Christ, are going to have to experience a physical death. Some of us who are alive and remain will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And that's a mystery. That's different and unique for the church, the body of Christ. But my worms is, I personally don't think very many people, everybody's, like I say, everybody's raptured immediately upon leaving the physical realm and entering into the spiritual realm. I personally don't think that there's going to be very many who are alive and remain that will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. I think it might be as few as two people, the last two people to trust the gospel of our salvation, the one person who's sharing the gospel, and the last person that believes it, the last member of the church, the body of Christ. I think it's going to be that few. I think that what we believe is going to be so diluted and misrepresented that there are going to be so few people, so few grace believers, that perhaps only the last two people will be alive and remain caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Now, I know in Paul's epistles, he expected it to be him. He didn't expect to have to die a physical death. He fully expected that he would be caught up. He wouldn't have to experience that physical death. But we know different now, don't we? So again, I think I said worm, just my opinion, got nothing to base it on. I think it's going to be the last two people. There's going to be somebody that's a grace believer that shares the gospel with somebody, and that person believes it, and that split second of belief, those two are gone. And God's prophetic program picks up. The church, the body of Christ, is no longer on planet Earth. We no longer occupy the physical realm. We'll all be the spiritual realm. So those last two. Open mic.